Well, hi, everybody. Today is the last day of your life for 2016. But remember, you want to keep your clock turned back so you can stay in 2016 for a day or two. And that way you won't be catapulted onto the alien timeline of 2017. A lot of people have done this, especially when the time changes, you know, twice a year. So that's my suggestion, is not to know about it, and don't wait up till midnight for people who want to see the thing change. So anyway, that's your choice, but it will be better if you stay on this timeline here, because you already know what it's all about. But the new one is all updates. So it's a reboot with new energies coming in and updates. And if you stay on the 2016 timeline, they may not get you as easily, and they may forget about you, and you may not have any updates. So stay in the old energy. So let's clear away the date today. So this is the December 31st, 2016. So releasing the energies, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay. I'm going to do, this is kind of weird, I never did this before, but let's do a death barcode on this day, okay? They're changing the date. So here we go. And if you're overseas, it's probably already happened, naturally. But here we go. So releasing a death barcode for this date for everybody. And I'll count to 100 to do that. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And see how your body's feeling. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Let's see what that does for you. So let's energize the light beams on your monitor screen or screens. Here we go. Releasing them. Bringing in the energy. Remember, when they come in, they take away stuff that's in your room, so they're releasing negativity or aliens or whatever that can't stand the light. So here we go. Energizing them. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So stronger, 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 and stronger. That feels good to me. And if you have a situation going on, pain or emotional traumas or something, let's help you out with that. And here we go. Think of that one incident. We'll take you off that one timeline. You could have 1,000, but I can get you off of the one that you're looking at. So here we go. Releasing that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, Ann, we'll put you on if you're out there, out of the makeup room and whatever you do there.
Yes, I am, Ron. I'm all glammed up, which I know makes such a difference. So thank you so much, and welcome, everyone. This is the Creation Lightship Healing Call, and that's Ron Amatron. As he said, it's the last day of 2016, December 31st. We all want to stay on 2016. If you're a brand new listener, please check out Ron's website after the show. It's creationlightship.com. And also you can send us a message, a question, a testimonial to clsquestions@yahoo.com. Or you can click on that fast chat button that's on the BBS radio station page of Ron's page. So, Ron, thank you very much for, as I understood what you said, you took a death barcode out of us that was may have been in us for today, for this date. So when you did that, I started to feel extremely relaxed. So could you talk about that a bit more, and also in case someone listening might not even know what you mean by a death barcode? Ron?
Yep. So remember, everybody has death barcodes, and the very last one that you have in your life is the one that gets activated to kill you. So most people have three, and some can have a dozen or so. So if you're interested how many you have and you've never asked me before, then just send me an email and I can tell you. If you have had some, then I need to know how many you've had before. So sometimes I might have that same reading on what you have, and I won't realize that you already cleared them. But I need to know, like, you know, if you've been doing them for a while and, you know, maybe you have five total, then you need to say, Ron, I had five, and I cleared them. Do I have any new ones? Okay, so that's what's needed. So here we go. More energy to release the death barcode off of the year 2016. That's what we're doing. We're taking away this energy of this whole year, which should be a death barcode because it's not going to be here any longer. So I'll do that again. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. So see how your body's responding right now. You might even get up and walk, just, you know, maybe do 10 steps. And just see if you feel a little different. So, what else can we do? Ann, do you have anything in the... maybe somebody can comment on it if they want to send an email. CLS questions at Yahoo or the chat room there.
Yes.
And I'll turn it over to you.
Okay. Well, again, that felt very good, and I'm walking around a little. I'm very relaxed. And I loved what you said, that if we stay in the now and on 2016, the aliens might forget about us. I love that, because you always say the more peaceful we are, the less interested they'll be in us. But the idea that they could actually forget all about us is really wonderful news. Somebody just wrote in, Ron, that they saw somebody wearing a T-shirt today that said, "Stay present."
That's good.
Somebody else got it. I've been trying to recall, Ron, if there were certain healings we've done on other shows on this date. I know we have our New Year's call on January 7th, which might be a good time to get on the new timeline, right? we'll keep off it until then, and then we'll go to the light ship. And
That would work good. Yeah, you could do that.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't hurt to stay in the old timeline here. Because they're not using it. So I hope you all understand what I'm talking about. So when you don't, they're looking for everybody to go into, in a sense, the future, because the future now is here, even, you know, overseas. So they're in 2017. So that's the future. But the people living, you know, maybe in the States here, you know, the future, which will be 2017, is moving, and you're coming close to it. So now, if you're excited or upset about being in 2017, or you got to think because you're writing a check or something, and you got to put that 2017 in, well, they're getting all that energy from you. And you all know that sometimes, I've heard people, it took them like a month and a half to get used to writing 2017, or another date, you know, because they're stuck in the last year, okay? So all that frustration is how the aliens, you know, get you. But if they're not looking for programs to put in to anybody, you know, after New Year's, because they're putting new programs into the people in 2017. So I hope you understand that. So by not going there, you're not going to have these programs put into you, and they may not even know that you exist, because they're looking for people on that timeline. So hopefully you understand that. It should make a lot of sense if you catch on to it. That's why I said stay, you know, where you are, maybe even for the next week. Just know that, you know, it doesn't hurt you, you know, and everybody else is going to be saying, well, would be, you know, we saw fireworks or did this, that, or the other, or went to a party and got drugged and never came home or went back to your body or, you know, how it used to be. It's still could be happening today with the kid. But, you know, basically, stay in this month, this year, and the aliens probably won't even see you. They're not looking for stuff in the past, not knowing that you can hold yourself back. So back to you.
Great, Ron. And is there a little less of an alien stronghold over us with all the battles that have been going on lately? Might this year be a little, you know, lighter in intensity or not?
Yeah, we'll find out. I would like to think so. You know, the last, the last probably 3 months, you know, have been pretty rough with battles and stuff. And anyway, so I would say, yes, there is and has been a lot going on, which has actually shaped the way people are living right now. And I can't go too much into that, but anyway, yes, you are probably, you know, having less stuff going on with you because those aliens are getting out of here. And the people, or the things, I should say, the human-looking things with things in their body have also been probably chased out of here. So now we can look forward to watching these people decay before our eyes, and hopefully they won't be here. So back to you. Remember,
okay.
They only have so many clones, and I think most of the clone factories for these people things have been taken out. And you may start to see an aging process or people stumbling upon words, not knowing what to say, you know, not being too connected to anything, but rambling on with stuff. So you'll find that out probably next month, I would guess. So back to you.
Okay, very interesting, Ron. Thank you. I forgot to mention at the beginning of the show that because it's Saturday night, that means Ron will be taking us to Creation Lightship during this show. We'll be bilocated, and we'll be working with the light beings who are all doctors, and we can request one physical healing for them to work on. So you might want to start thinking about that or write that down. Better yet, or when the time comes, you'll want to say it out loud. And meantime, you can request any rooms you'd like to visit while we're on the light ship. And if you're on that BBS chat page at the top, there are links up there. I'm not sure exactly which one it's under, but there is a list of the different rooms we visited in the past and, you know, rooms that you can request. So we'll do that. What do you think, Ron, about quarter of?
Sounds good to me.
Okie doke. Okay, so someone has a question. We have a couple of questions, actually, about the sun. And that made me wonder, Ron, are there any particular planets we should be decording ourselves from right now?
You just keep releasing whatever you think is attached to you.
Okay.
It'll be probably more personal for everybody. Naturally, the moon, you know, attaches to people. You know, we got that Nibiru thing. I'm still a little confused on that because I know I took it out and it was evident on YouTube as they had one astronomer watching it real-time giving video as they were taking it out and it exploded. And now we have this other one called Nibiru. So this is very interesting to me. Whether it's a copy and paste from the past or not, you know, I don't know. But anyway, and even NASA had it where they shut down the NASA website during that same time when it was taken out. And that was, I believe that was when they hit Fukushima. So anyway, we'll just continue on here. So back to you.
Okay. So someone has a question. There are a couple of things about the sun, which you don't talk about too much, Ron. But someone's wondering, could the sun generate timelines, specifically giving us false speech that comes out when you try to communicate to somebody?
I don't know if the sun could cause that or not. I know people have claimed that it's in a different location, different areas where it, you know, normally would not be, and it's changed. It's very bright. It's getting a little dimmer now, I think, but, you know, it's just hard to see what's going on with that. So I don't tie into it too much.
Okay. Someone asked, would it be okay to put the sun in the Be Here Now clearing?
I don't think I would waste your time doing that.
Okay.
You know, just, you know, to do that for yourself. The sun, you know, you don't know what hologram you're looking at. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Is the sun a hologram with a big spotlight shining down here, and the real sun is in the backdrop or background, and you can't see it, okay? So that's why I say I wouldn't waste your time, because it may not even be the real sun that you're looking at, okay? The clearings are for you. And so do the clearings for you so that you're getting full benefit of what's happening. And, you know, like I say, you want to do clearings for yourself, but don't worry about anybody else. You tell them about the website if you like, but, you know, mainly if they don't want to go there, then that's their free choice, free will. And don't worry about friends and family and everybody else, because it doesn't make any difference. You know, they need to get clearings, and if they don't have them, you know, don't waste your time doing other people when you could be doing yourself. Because you don't know even if they're human. Remember, like 95% of the people here are clones. You may be looking at your brothers or sisters, your parents, you know, everybody else, your children, and they may be cloned out. And so why waste your time doing that? So back to you.
Okay, Ron. There's a television show. I actually asked you about it last week on Netflix. It's a new one called Travelers, and I had a chance to watch it. And at first I thought, oh, they're depicting clones, because the people act just the way you describe clones. It's worth watching, I feel, just for that alone, to see how, yeah, wow, that's what I've seen in real life. I've only seen two episodes. But I was wondering if you could, what you thought of the show.
Yeah, I enjoyed the show. It's very good. So they're basically time travelers. I think there's five of them that somehow came back and took over a body. And that happens here with people. We'd probably call that here what they're talking about as a walk-in. A walk-in is slightly different, but just to keep it simple, that would be a walk-in. And so they came back to change events to make them better. So anyway, and we've had that with the time traveling soldiers, and we, you know, because a lot of them that probably enlisted that were physical, that the ones that I enlisted, like at the expos and things, okay, they very possibly were time travelers, and somehow they knew what I was doing, and they would show up at the expos, and they would want to enlist being a time traveler soldier. Because they had no other way to fight the aliens, okay? So I would say I probably only enlisted maybe, I would say maybe around 300 plus probably people to do those battles. But I would say probably, you know, maybe 90% of those were time travelers. And then we have the ones that were no longer living that enlisted, and that went up to a lot. You know, probably, I think we probably had close to about 12 billion time-traveling soldiers out there with ships fighting the aliens and going to underground tunnels and everything else. So that's kind of that situation. So
what was that number, Ron?
About $12
billion. Wow.
Yeah, because it was about twice the population here of the whole planet.
Wow. Okay, that's very impressive.
So so if you were enlisted, and you could look at it now and just actually probably see the amount of battles that took place daily, with all the soldiers fighting. So anyway, we'll see what. Do you have any other questions there?
Well, I'm recalling, two or three years ago when you first enlisted people, and you said that these people, a lot of the soldiers have come back from the future and have come back to help us. So I guess maybe other time travelers came back the way they're depicted on that show I mentioned, and then maybe found, we're not as effective just here as people. So they decided they wanted to enlist.
Yeah, and so that's the real people that live here. The other ones are ones that, were dead, and we went into that area and made them alive, or went back to when they were living, okay? So they're still alive, but at this point, somebody who was living, say, 500 AD, they're not going to be living right now with that same body, but they were alive at that time, and that's when they were enlisted. Going back in time, bringing those people forward into, their, distant, great distant future.
Well, there's quite a bit of peace around that for me, Ron. Because there aren't many things that, we've learned that make me feel safe or secure, but that does. That's really very comforting to hear.
Yep, so, if you were enlisted, you may, like I said, look back upon it, maybe the last, depends when you got enlisted. I think I've been enlisting people for probably about 4 years. Off and on. And so, if you were one of those people at one of the expos, that's when I was doing that mainly, look back upon that 4 year time and just see what you gleaned from that and what you sensed and felt during that time frame when you were actually fighting the aliens. Most people, I remember one lady who I think I was in Los Angeles, and we went into a room because I was doing a workshop or something, and I asked if they wanted to be enlisted, and she says, "Yeah, I do." She said, "I was in the military," and she looked maybe 25-ish, I'm thinking, and she goes, "Yeah, I want to fight the aliens." It was like a matter of fact, like, hello, I'm here, sign me up. And so she was probably one of the time-traveling soldiers or one from the future coming back here, knowing that there's a mission for her greater than what she was as far as being in the military. So anyway, the people that have been enlisted, and I won't be taking any more enlistments from people because there's so many now. But the ones that were enlisted, talking to them, they would feel like a great accomplishment, like the self-esteem like tripled, because they're doing something. And actually, I would imagine they probably all felt, a few days being up and down, maybe some physical pains from the battles and things. But typically, they kind of well, that goes with the territory, and I'm still going to fight these things. So, yes, that's what's going on. So, anyway, back to you.
Okay. Yeah, that's that is wonderful. It's, yeah, I would add that it is a very good feeling to feel that we're also doing something really good. So we got an email just now, Ron. Hi, Ron. This morning was extremely bizarre. I got lost driving in areas that I have driven in for years. I couldn't remember names and places, etc. I stayed in the present moment by doing the mind-to-heart drop continually. Then I felt and saw the aliens dragging in the new timeline of 2017. They seemed very confused and upset while trying to get this new agenda slash timeline into place. It wasn't going well for them at all. Sorry, Ron, we couldn't quite hear you.
Yeah, very, very good news.
That is really good news.
Yeah. I've been working on the last day or two here, taking out the alien grid lines here. So that's how they kind of map their territory and how they put things in to cause you harm. So that's what I've been doing. So possibly what they were saying was the program for the areas where the ley lines would be, where the aliens are trying to claim something, they more than likely had a hard time connecting because we were taking out those energies. So, back to you.
That's great. And I wonder, a couple of people have written in, but I wonder if more people have been noticing what it's like to have the timelines that were connected to the 12 source energies removed from thinking and memory. I have noticed quite a difference. And I guess, you know, the connecting to 12 source energies wasn't the only way the aliens created thinking and memory with us, right? But it was a major way. Is that correct, Ron?
I would say so.
Okay. Because I've noticed a lot less. I'm thinking a lot less and remembering a lot less. And if I do, I really get, oh, but wow, I'm being attacked. There are aliens here. Or it's an old program, like it's an old mind program.
Uh-huh. Very good.
Yeah, I wonder how if other people are feeling that as well. So last night, there was a little confusion. Someone asked a question about commanding your spirit to come back from the new earth transport. So whenever we do a creation lightship healing online, we do not need to do this when we're live with Ron, we transfer the energy to the new earth transport. It's like a bank account of our spiritual energy. So a couple of months ago, Ron thought, well, there's spirit energy stored there. Why don't we every once in a while bring it back to us to energize us in the here and now? And he's allowed us to do that two ways. One is on the light infusion healing chamber clearing, and the other is on the special healing. And right after your name, I believe is how it works, Ron. You just write in, I command all of my spirit energy be returned to me from the new earth transport.
Yes,
and
that sounds... Yep,
I guess through our whole life, or we could run it for 30 minutes or something, and it's very energizing.
Yeah, very good, yeah. I'd probably run it, you know, for half an hour or so.
Okay.
Just see how so that works. You maybe want to do it, you know, maybe run it and wait a little bit and run it again, and you know, so it can integrate more with you.
Okay.
Because
that's a great idea.
You're only going to get what you're able to receive from it. It'll still be with you, maybe around you, but you need to get it integrated. So you may want to ask your body to accept, you know, the healing energy that's coming to you. Do that out loud. Remember, everything is integration. Once you release something from you, then there's a void. But your body, you know, knowing that void is there and knowing the back history, and also, you know, the memories of things, your body may not know what to do with the new energy. And maybe that the old energy traumatized your body. So as you bring in new energy, you know, your body may not want to accept it. And then also, remember, you're getting not only your spirit back, but you're getting the energy from what was stolen from you, if you know, if anything could be brought back also. That's what we do on the eight-hour call. You know, you're in quarantine for basically 30 days continuously, and if the aliens stole your hand and they gave you a fake hand, artificial intelligent hand, and we took out energies from your hand on the call, then maybe they found your real hand, and it has to get integrated with you. So that's what we do during the, now it's seven-hour calls. So that's what happens. Those are the Sunday calls that are back-to-back, three of them. And so very possibly some of that energy still could be gathered up in the Earth Transport Clearing, where it's more than your spirit there. You want to, you know, have your body accept it. So back to you.
Okay.
And so also what's there is like a brand new spirit energy after you did the clearing. So what is there is more pristine than what you actually have in your body. So you have your old spirit that could be, you know, tethered and looking kind of bad, you know. And the new one, after doing a clearing, can come in and help and assist, you know, your spirit that is kind of contaminated. And so that's why I mentioned to do that clearing, to bring it into yourself, because it will help you. And naturally, the more clearings you do, especially the whole lifetime ones, because that's where they really suck you out a lot, because they're using those energetic bodies to steal your spirit energy with dramas and traumas and stuff, but it's stuck there along with the, you know, energy that's harming your body. So both things are happening. So when you do the clearing, all of a sudden your spirit energy is brand new in those locations where you had all those memories from thinking. So anyway, back to you.
Okay, right. And we have a listener who wrote in also last night. So they wrote in today, update and thank you so far for the help. Ron's suggestions for clearings for being taken advantage of, and that it could be also low self-esteem, and getting at what the core issue is. I know you and Kathy were discussing this last night. So betrayal and sadness comes with it, they've realized. And they don't know which one to clear for relief of that. They did the Soul Family Billboard disconnection, the slave and the self-empowerment on these subjects, being a people pleaser, abuse, sadness, betrayal, and self-esteem. Do you recommend I put all these subjects on the billboard?
No, one at a time.
Okay.
So you want to do it one at a time and maybe work through that maybe for a couple of weeks. And then do the next one. So remember, you have to do it one at a time to see how it's working with you, because you're not going to know, you know, which clearing to change and where the mindset is there. You have to know what you're transmitting to people. So, you know, it could be a little lengthy process because of, you know, different issues that you have. remember, you have to watch and see how people are responding to you. So it's not how, you know, how you're trying to think your way out of something by doing the clearing, and that it's going to work for you. The clearing is not necessarily going to do anything to you. It's for you to be aware of how people are responding. So that's what you're doing, is you're having to analyze yourself according to how people are responding to you. So it's not necessarily a clearing. It's a way that you can examine, you know, your situations and stuff. But you have to do them one at a time and do it for maybe a couple of weeks. And that's why I think that clearing is 6 weeks long, because it allows people enough time to move through maybe one issue. So back to you.
Right, right. Okay, I think the billboard is only, oh, the self-empower, you're right, that's 6 weeks, but the billboard's 1 month.
Yeah, that's correct, yes.
Okay. So we just got this in, feedback regarding using the light infusion chamber clearing to get our spirit energy back. They integrated it for 30 minutes. I felt it deeply, almost like going into the light infusion chamber, and it felt purer. I updated in the unlimited, updated to the unlimited, and I put it into the specific incident, not next to my name. We'll redo and ask my body to accept it this time.
That's very good.
Okay, so I said put it next to your name, but I would think it's just as effective to write it in the incident box, right, Ron? It doesn't really matter.
Yeah, that's correct. Either way, it could work, yeah.
Or just do both. Sometimes when I'm doing a healing and I wonder, how was I supposed to do this? I just write it all over the healing as many times as I can. So thank you very much, listener, for sharing that. We're getting some room requests in for the the visit to the light ship later. And here's another one. I use the special clearing to work with the new earth energies by writing, bring forth all healing energy stored in new earth into the now. Integrate body and spirit. I run the spirit integration along with this. This has been very supportive.
Great.
Yes, thank you. That's really, really great. Thank you very much, listener. Ron, that reminds me of last week you suggested that we could connect to the earth, the six earth spirits that are here now, and kind of let them know what's going on with the earth. And I have been doing that. I've run three or four different things, starting with earth spirits. There are aliens on this planet that are hurting humans, and they're not supposed to be here. So I don't know, because I thought, well, what do they not know? I thought I'd start very basic. And then I went on from there to a couple of different things I feel are issues. And I'm wondering if anyone else is doing that, because Ron said we could use the Earth Protection Timeline Crash, which is a free clearing, to kind of give the earth spirits that are here with us now a little prompt as far as what's going on. Is there anything you can think of, Ron, that we should be putting in those?
Nope, just anything that you feel is a little out of balance, you know, let them know about that.
Okay, well, yeah, I hope people are doing that, and I'm sure it's helping. Okay, let me check our time here. Trying to see if it's time yet to go. Oh, it is. Ron, it's quarter of. So it's time to go to the light ship, or do you feel it's the right time?
Yeah, it feels good. So it's only works live if you're listening to the program. And if you're on an archive, then you're going to feel the peace energy. And for the listeners listening, you can bring up your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants. And you're going to be out of time. And we'll probably be there for 5 minutes, approximately. And you want to request one specific problem that you're dealing with your body, a physical condition. And from there, each time you go into a room, you want to say out loud, which is helpful. You know, I now ask my body or command my body to accept this healing energy. And when you go into the room, you request your one healing, like a sore foot, you know, that's, you know, something like that. And light beams will work on it. So here we go. And there's normally, if it's, you know, like some type of, say, bird or animal or just something, there's always three of them that come to you. Why there's not more than three or less, I have no clue, but there's always three. Sometimes there's more, but normally 99% of the time it's three. So here we go. Let's go up. You'll be out of time. And peace energy, now energy. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five. And your animals and pets and everything else that you brought up is now going to their specific locations. And now we're going to be dealing with you directly. So let's go to the hot tub room. And different color gels around that are there. And there's gold and silver and pink, so you can kind of select your own hot tub. There's mud baths. So it's up to you what you want to go into. So here we go, going there. So one, two, three, four, five to bring the energy to you. And you may sample it down here also. That's why I'm counting. And next room we're going to go into is the bird room. And here we go. So, your choice of birds. So, one, two, three, four, and five. And you have one there, and we could bring forth.
Yes, the whale room we had request for.
Okay, here comes the whale. So, stronger, 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 and stronger. And I want to go into the gold dust room. That was pretty nice. So here we go, gold dust energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, next room, Ann.
Someone was wondering, is there, could we go into a sunshine room with the real sun?
Yeah, I guess we could. We can bring some blueprint in there. So here we go. This is the blueprint for the Earth here of the real sun. So here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay.
The horse room.
Okay, so your choice, horses, ponies, or whatever. I guess I'll bring forth the room, and you can change it if you like, but I'll bring where the Clydesdales are. So here we go, Clydesdale horses. So one, two, three, four, and five. And I want to go into the kangaroo room. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, and five. Okay. And
how about
back
the koala
to you.
Room, Ron?
Which one again?
The koala bear, since you brought up kangaroos. It made
oh,
me
sure.
Think
okay. Of here they come. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll bring in the elks here. So one, two, three, four, five. Remember, keep requesting your one healing here. And we'll bring in deer. So stronger, stronger, and stronger. And some owls want to show themselves to us. So here comes the owls. So one, two, three, four, five. And I'm saying ravens. So here comes the ravens. So one, two, three, four, five again. And we'll go to one more room here. Do you have one that...
Someone just requested the unicorn room, Ron.
Hey, unicorn. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so we'll get our animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants. And they're coming now to us. And we're going to come back down from the light ship. You're completely out of time now. and coming back down. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Great. Okay, everybody, you're here now, and you might feel the energy in the room changing a little bit. I'll turn it back over to you, Ann.
Okay, thank you, Ron. As always, that was just so peaceful and relaxing and healthy. So thank you. Okay, we got a question in about the timeline crashes. I have purchased the timeline crash unlimited clearing. How do I get the space timeline crash clearing? So for now, until that healing page gets updated, you simply do the space timeline crash on the same page. And we have a whole instruction sheet, so I will forward that to you after the show so you can take a look at that. And it explains that you're going to want to do a few other things also on the same page. And we've talked about that a lot on other shows. So it's unlike the others where you get a separate login for the space-time crashing. These you just... you just put it in on the new one. You just put it in on the same page. Do you want to talk about timeline crashing, Ron? Is there any timeline crashes we should be doing for this particular date?
I don't know. If you're not going to go into next year for maybe a few days or so, then, you know, I probably wouldn't crash the future. You don't want the aliens to see you crashing something that you're not involved with because you want to be undercover. So crashing the past is good. Maybe there's something that maybe this year you had a bad, let's say you had a bad month or a bad day during this year, and you can look at it now and you go, normally you'd say, man, I'm glad I'm done with this year. You know, that situation that I have was really bad, and now I can start a new lease on life, we'll say, in the next year. Well, the energy is still going to be with you. So you may want to look upon your past life of this year and figure out what you may want a timeline crash. And if it's kind of a big thing for you, a big situation, then, you know, do 1,000 timeline crashes on it. So this would be a good way to kind of get it released from you because it's still going to be with you. So once you're in this year, you can probably find it very easily. For next year, it may be, you know, really faint because the aliens want you to, in a sense, be in the now that they're creating for you to find out your problems and abduct you with those problems. So... find out what happened to you this year and do timeline crashes on it. Don't go into next year until you feel secure with what you're clearing. So back to you.
Okay. So someone wrote in regarding taking advantage. I guess what the previous person wrote in that they feel they're being taken advantage of. If someone is fear-mongering and putting fear into your heart, we should be aware and refuse it, or it could ruin our relationship with another. This happens in families and politically against well-intended people. Any comments?
I would guess that could possibly be correct. But are you maybe they're corrupting your mental heart as opposed to your actual source energy, physical heart. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So you might timeline crash that because it may be a mental thing that they're doing to you, which then is blocking, you know, your physical heart. But maybe it doesn't, you know, attached to it that much, but you think it does. So maybe, you know, it could be causing you maybe heart pain, possibly. And it could be emotional heart pain. So if you have that, then you want to do the unlimited, you know, emotional clearing and maybe put in heartache, heart pain, or something like that. or maybe muscle pain, because your heart's a muscle.
Ah, right. Okay, great suggestions, Ron. Okay, here's an interesting one. I have a roommate who dreams he is chasing aliens. Is he a time-traveling soldier?
Yeah, it looks like it. I would say that would be correct.
Hmm. So it's someone who probably literally came back from the future as opposed to being enlisted by you or through you.
Yeah, I'd say very possible. Uh-huh.
Very interesting. And I just want to, we're getting so close to the end of the show already. I can't believe it. I feel like we've been on the air for 5 minutes. I want to remind everybody that on January 7th, which for a lot of us can be New Year's, Ron is going to do the call at 1 p.m. I think it was originally announced to be 11, but it's 1 p.m. Pacific time. It's only $20. Ron's going to bring in the ascension energies of the coming 12 months. And, Ron, you said last night, which I thought was such a great idea, write down like 20 intentions of things you'd like to manifest or do or have or whatever for the year. And then you might learn which months would facilitate those things based upon what the energy feels like for you. And Ron has said he's going to gift us with a whole lifetime clearing. Someone's asking what it is, and I don't think Ron has decided yet, but we'll find out. We'll all find out the day of the call. So I hope everyone can join us. Also, if you didn't get an email notification about that, go to Ron's website, creationlightship.com, and on the right-hand side, it allows you to put your email address in there so you can get his emails. And then on the 21st is the pin removal call, which is another really wonderful, powerful call that we've done before. And I have some testimonials to read, Ron, if we have time tonight. But we just got another email in. Wait, before I move on, though, do you want to say anything else about the January 7th New Year's call?
Oh, it just show up. No, that's
okay.
All.
That's a plan. So someone wrote in, yes, I did take Ron's advice and have been running the environmental imbalance timeline crash and advised the six Earth spirits that ice, winds, blizzards, earthquakes, etc., are difficult for humans to survive in and to please moderate these events. It has already worked as a severe storm due to hit here tonight and tomorrow has already been downgraded.
Yeah, it feels that way, yeah. Uh-huh, that's great.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Very
yeah.
Good. Yep. Remember, you gotta use the stuff. You have to waken those earth spirits up so they know what's happening. Because being in source energy, that's what they're created from. Everything is perfect. That's why you need to. It's not that old saying, you know, the squeaky wheel gets the most grease or something, you know, something like that. But you do need to pull them out of the peace energy so they can see that, uh-oh, somebody contaminated me. I got to fix that. That's kind of what's happening. And that's what you're doing when you do the clearings for yourself. You realize, yeah, I got contaminated, and I want to get this stuff out of me, so I'll do this clearing. You know, especially the whole lifetime ones, because your whole lifetime got contaminated. And then you have your storyline from that. So that's the sad part. As people, maybe you're 2 years of age and somebody really treated you horribly, and you carry that through your whole life. And your whole life is pretty crappy because of that. And if you just did a clearing on your whole lifetime, you could start anew again. And it probably wouldn't even come into your consciousness. So that's why you do that. Be born again of the spirit, of your spirit. So back to you.
Okay. So a while back, I guess 7 or 8 months ago now, it came to Ron's attention that we have these awful pins in us that the aliens definitely put there that are not supposed to be in our bodies, and they've been in our bodies through past lives and have come into this lifetime and are hurting us at varying degrees. So there's going to be another pin removal call on the 21st of January this month, and that's also at 1 p.m. Pacific time, and it's also only $20. Someone asked last night, Ron, if they've already been on the call, should they come on again? And you said yes, that you've actually seen some large pins that need to come out. I guess the more we clear, the easier it is for you to see things. Would that be correct, Ron?
Yeah, that's the only way to put it. Yes,
Okay. So I just thought I'd read a couple of testimonials from the last pin call. The pin call was great. Surges of energy and movement the whole time. I got a bit of a workout in the different areas. I felt my face squinting and twisting a bit. Heard some snap, crackle, and pop sounds. I felt compelled to do some bending and stretching at some points. Feel a bit tired right now. I guess it goes without saying it's good to drink a lot of water afterwards. I will do that. So can't thank you enough.
Great.
And one more. The call went great. I felt that time really slowed down, feeling much needed energy, felt much relief and less tired after the call, particularly felt the release of pins from the top of my head at the beginning of the call. Very happy to have these calls. I'm wondering what level we'll go to next. This series of healing calls have truly been deep and remarkable. So, well, that's perfect because we're going to do it again. And I think I have one more. No, that's it. So do you want to say more about the pin call, Ron?
I don't know, probably not. I think we're, people that have been active all really benefited, and they know that it works. And if you're curious, get on the call and just see how much better you feel. So, that's what I would suggest. Just get on the call. ED for skeptical, So, back to you.
And, of course, on all of these healing calls, we go to Creation Lightship. We're bilocated as we were tonight. You had a bit of a taste of it, and I know no one who is on the show tonight, even if it was their first time going to the Lightship, it's impossible to not know the power of what happened and what always happens when we go to Creation Lightship like that for healings. I have more people asking for the instructions to the Advanced Timeline Crash, so if you have purchased the Advanced Timeline Crash, there are more pieces to it that haven't been put in yet. They will be there when the webmaster can get to updating the healing. But until then, we have a sheet that will explain to you exactly what to do and how to do it. So I'll send that out to whoever requests it. And I want to remind everybody, too, to check out the new recordings that are on Ron's YouTube page. And while you're there, subscribe to it so you can be notified when new things are added. Okay, I think we're done, Ron. Is there some healing or anything you'd like to do before we close and you do the mind-to-heart drop?
Nope, we'll just do the mind-to-heart drop, and here we go. Oh, you need to command your spirit out loud, so we'll walk you through this. Here we go. So you want to say out loud, I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart, and it's that simple. And now we're going to count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times. Here we go. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, everybody, blessings. Thank you. Thank you, co-host. Thank you, BBS. Thank you, listeners. So we'll see you later. And stay on 2016 timeline. Don't go into the future. See you later.